World War One on the BBC.
The 1st of July.
Today is a straw hat and no waistcoat day.
On the continent, the assassination of the Archduke still dominates the headlines. But in Britain, the newspapers are more concerned with the heat.
Lunch became something more than a problem. Most people threw meat overboard.
It's the hottest Henley regatta on record.
It was a fruit salad, Henley. Here is one menu. Slice of melon, plain lettuce with a little oil, fruit salad, gin fizz.
In Austria, the Foreign Secretary Leopold Berchtold is meeting with the old emperor. Franz Josef is frail. He's had a bad winter. But he agrees that something must be done about Serbia. The problem is that the empire's structure makes it difficult to take decisions. It's virtually two countries, each with its own government. So before the emperor will agree to anything, Berchtold must get Hungary's support. But the Hungarian Prime Minister, István Tisza, is still firmly against a war on Serbia. He fears that Hungarians will lose their influence if even more Slavs from a defeated Serbia were to be incorporated into the empire. He takes the high moral ground.
We have so far insufficient evidence to be able to find Serbia responsible and provoke a war with this state. We would stand before the world as the disturbers of the peace and cause a great war under the most unfavorable circumstances.
If I was the Archbishop of Canterbury, I'd take my pot and brushes down to the office and shine through the bloody window and tell old misery to go to hell.
The Daily Herald reviews a new novel, The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists. The book has finally found a publisher 3 years after the death of its author, Robert Tressel. The reviewer likes the way it shows the lives of ordinary workers.
You may say that working men oughtn't to talk like that, of course, but if you say working men don't talk like that, you don't know them. Robert Tressel did, and every page proves it. It's probably the truest portrayal in modern fiction of the life of the British workman.
The poor are detestable animals. They are only picturesque and amusing for the sentimentalist or romantic.
A new publication in London is lashing out in all directions.
The rich are bores without exception.
The new magazine Blast is a manifesto for a radical British art movement, Vorticism.
Blast first England. Curse its sins and infections.
Behind it are angry young men like the artist Wyndham Lewis and the poet Ezra Pound.
Curse the flabby sky that can manufacture no snow, but can only drop the sea on us in a drizzle like a poem by Mr. Robert Bridges.
They cheerfully damn the things they hate.
Blast humour, quack English drug for stupidity and sleepiness. Blast sport, humour's first cousin and accomplice.
But reaction is generally grumpy. The Daily Mirror.
The vorticists, or super arch futurists, or whatever they call themselves, have sent me an extraordinary publication in a chemical red cover. At first glance, it doesn't seem to mean anything. And yesterday was much too hot to take a second look.